Once every many years, they used to make a ball, a grand ball party, and they used to take a lame person, someone who was lame, who was a gehinkin, and they used to take a blind person, and they rode the blind person on the lame person, and he was dancing around, and everyone would beat him up, everyone would hit them. This was their party. Who was the lame person? This was making fun of Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu, he was limping. When Sarai Shal Esav, Vayiga Bakach Yerechot, and who was the blind? Yitzchak. They would make fun of Yitzchak and Yankov. They would take a blind person, this is Yitzchak, and take a lame person, this is Yankov, and ride one to the other, and beat them up. We're not afraid of the Jews. Soinei Nefesh David. These were the people that David hated. Now, what's so beautiful about this pasuk? You know what's so beautiful? I want to tell you, when I saw this pasuk the first time, it caught my surprise. A blind, who was blind? Yitzchak. Yitzchak is blind? I never heard Yitzchak is blind. I knew that Yitzchak, that his eye, he couldn't see. Because when he was lying on that keder, the malachim were crying. I never associated Yitzchak such a picture of a blind guy. This was never the picture that I had. Yitzchak, his eyes were so full of kedusha. The malachim at the keder put in such kedusha to his eyes. Did you ever go into a ballroom and just for a second you see a chandelier which is crystal beautiful and you're caught by it, you don't see anything else. When Yitzchak was lying on that keder and he saw the beauty of the malachim, of the greatness, he was in Yenevel. After that day, he never was able to see, not a sun, not a moon. His eyes were so caught by Kedusha. He couldn't see anything anymore. He wouldn't look at anything. That's what I knew. Now you could take the whole Yitzchak Avinu, and you could say, he's blind. It never occurred to me that he's blind. It's the same picture. Yaakov was lame. Rabbi say, I never knew Yaakov was lame. I never knew it. I knew that Yaakov Avinu met a malach, and he fought with Sarai Shal Esav, and Chazal say Vayovek the Ovek, the dust went up till Kisi HaKovid, and this was the fight till the end of generations. This was the fight that we had in every country. All the Golas, this is the fight of the Golas. And Chazal say that the malach caught him Zudori Shal Shmad. There will be a day where there will be inquisitions. There will be a holocaust. This is what the Malach got Yankov. As soon as the morning comes, Mashiach comes, we're going to come. I know all this. To take all the beauty of Yankov Avinu and say, as I think it is. You can paint the pictures however you want it. You can paint the same picture. You can take Yitzchak Avinu and you could make Yitzchak Avinu how we know Yitzchak Avinu. That he's still the malachim. You could take Yaakov Avinu, and you could make them for ablindim with the hinkidik. Soinei nefesh David. This David couldn't take. To take such beauty, such greatness, and to sell it for so cheap, to make such a cheap picture out of it. This is soinei nefesh David. This is the worst. And this is one of the biggest problems we have in our lives. We live such beauties, such depths, and it turns into such cheapness. We're so unappreciative of the riches that we have, and it turns into... Let's talk more about Parshas HaShavua. There's a trembling pasuk in Parshas HaShavu. Vayishak Yaakov v'Rochel. And I'm a professionally a machanach. Alavai, I should be a machanach, professionally machanach. And many times Bachi asks me, what is this? What is this? What is this? And the answer, I say, if you'd go to Choran, you'd go to Syria, and you'd come to a bare mine, and you'd see a Sefer Torah. See a Sefer Torah. What would you do? You wouldn't go over and give a kiss? You Kor, we give a kizit. We get this concussion safe at Tair. But Yeshua can't give the rach. He saw a safe at Tair. It's as simple as that. But the Rayim, the shepherds over there, Chazal tell us, they said, it wasn't our kasha, it's their kasha. They said to Medrash, Pritzis HaTamachnis Lepo. What's going on here? What is this? They saw a picture. And the Pasuk says, Vayikra Loikel Elokei Yisrael. And Chazal say that Elokei Yisrael called Yaakov Kael. Yaakov Kaviyochel was Kael, was Kaviyochel was God, godly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is called Kael Elokei Yisrael. The Hashem of Hashem of Yaakov, Yaakov himself was Kael. And he saw Rachel Imenu, and he pissed out of crying. Why did he cry, says Rashi? Because he's not getting buried with her. Could you imagine a boy and a girl in such a position? That's all he has to think about, where he's going to be buried. Because he saw till the end of days. And this was... Now, Rabbi Sai, I'm talking very explicit, maybe too explicit. Our mishpacha life, and we were told, and we heard it by our Sheva Brachas, and we heard it before our Sheva Brachas. A man, a husband, a wife, it's a chavetz of mitzvah, it's a sefer Torah. In today, in modern life, and I don't mean modern Goyish life, I mean modern Yiddish life. In modern Yiddish life, and excuse me the expression, I'm not talking against anybody, maybe against myself. In modern yeshivish life, a bocha gets married, this is the day that he's going to solve all his problems. First of all, he's going to get a set up with a deer. He's going to have parnasa for all the rest of his life. He's going to get a balabusta. He's going to get a shena. She's going to be lively and intelligent and fun. Excuse me because my English is schwach. All his problems are going to be solved. He wants a good family. A shtikum naden. He set himself up till the end of generations. He figured out exactly how to marry his eiliklach. And if he doesn't do that, that's his nishkin gute bocher. And the kala, the same thing. If she's worth a penny, then she set herself up with all her problems till the end of days. We were taught a sefer Torah. If it has a beautiful pareches, wonderful. And if all of a sudden the pareches fades, you throw it out of the house. The sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. And what happens all of a sudden when the pareches of our sefer Torah start fading away, and marriage life starts continuing a few years later, and the gold isn't so golden, and the silk isn't so silken, then we start thinking of exchanging. It's a sefer Torah, by saying. Again, the same picture. We know the score. We went to yeshiva. We went to Beis Yankiv. We know what it means to get married. And there's nothing wrong about sefer Torah. It's beautiful. But let us decide. Let us decide, is married life a hechatimtza of shloisha shutfim yesh ba'odam HaKadosh Baruch Hu over v'imoy? Is a man or a wife a utensil to become attached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To make this kesher? Or is it a pareches? We know that the kala is supposed to be dressed beautiful and the chasen is supposed to have a nice tie. It's a pareches. But there's ksav within the pareches. There's kedusha within the pareches. And way after the pareches fades. And here's the shaila. The same stitches. The same Torah that we know. The question is this, these drushes, these speeches, is it real? Is it lemaisa? Is it for everyday life? Or is it good for sheva brachas? Is it good to talk to someone else when he has a problem? Parnosa, bitochen, subjects which we all can lecture about. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to hear from the Brazilian election on Bitochen. Everyone in this audience can lecture on Bitochen. Everyone in this audience can lecture on Bitochen. But let us revise the same lecture over again. Can it be real? Can it be for me? Or can it be as a speech? Shabbos, tefillin, chinuch bonim. All the subjects which we know so much about, the same, just take the same stitches, but not to exchange it for so cheap. There's so much beauty, there's so much greatness, there's so much depth in Yiddishkeit. And many times in these last seminars repeated a beautiful, beautiful machshav. In the end of Vayishlach, there is a parsha which the Ramchal says. Ramchal says if someone has a beautiful diamond and you have to transfer, let's say, from Lakewood to New York, it's worth a million. It's worth millions. What do? You take a Brinks, get a couple of policemen, pay a lot of money to transfer it. It might get there safely, but it's a risk. Because chances are when the Ganovim see such a parade, then they'll go ahead and get it. The best thing to do is to change into Alter Shmata clothing, to find yourself an old plastic bag, make sure it doesn't have a hole in it, and fashmat it a little bit, and put the diamond in, and go on the bus, don't even take a taxi. No one will imagine that this schlepper has a million-dollar diamond. No one will even look at it, no one will take it. And he says, the greatest secrets in Torah are hidden in places where no one will imagine what's going on in this psukim. And the epitome of them is a parsha in the end of Parshas Vayishlach. And it says, Eila ha-malochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom lifnei meloich melech lifnei Yisrael. These are the kings that reigned in the kingdom of Edom before there was a king for the Jewish people. And the Torah describes seven kings. One is called Yoivav, Chusham, Vayimlach, Vayomos, Vayimloich, Vayomos. And the eighth one is Hadar. The eighth one is Hadar. Vayimloich Hadar. And Hadar reigned. And by Hadar, it does not say Vayomos. It doesn't say Vayomos. And we have the Kabbalah from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Hadar referring here is referring to Melech HaMashiach. The seven Melochim is a tamsis, is a concentrate of the history of the world. The world goes through a lot of vayimloich vayomos, and it's all melech edom, the tzaras that Am Yisrael will have, and the golas, how we will come back, and golas, and come back, until the end, vayimloich hadar, and hadar will reign, and doesn't say vayomos because this is melech HaMashiach, and he will reign forever. This is what it says in Ramchal, Pachas HaYosef. Now there is a meyadik akasha. Again, my lips are pale to express with what trembling excitement this kasha was asked. Because in Divrei Hayomim, the same Vayimloich Vayomos Ve'eila Hamalach Moshemolchu Beretz Edom, and then it says Vayomos Hadar, and Hadar died. Now, the Goyen says, according to Pshat, when Ezra said, well, the Rayom had already died. But Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Said, if we know that Hadar is hinting to Melech HaMashiach, Hadar, the beauty, the glory of the Jewish people, and we know why it's called Hadar, like an Esrig, Yeshlo Tam, Yeshlo Reach, what do these words mean by Yomos Hadar? And one of the greatest Talmidim of the Ri'a Kodesh, Mahari Sarug, says a teretz with these words. He says, Ezra lo yoda bedufka de libo. Moshe yoda bedufka de libo. To translate, Ezra didn't know. It doesn't mean he didn't know chas v'sholem. I'll soon explain it. That the heart is beating, and Moshe knew the heart is beating. Now, to translate this into a marshal, this is very adkan what it says. Let me explain to this in my words. There was once a king that had a one and only son. Now we'll know who the king is. The king will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One and only son will be Am Yisrael. And it's unnecessary to express how precious, and this was all the want of the king, that this son should grow and to become, take over the Malucha. The son took sick and became very sick and went into a coma, until finally one day the doctors came in and says, Adoni HaMelech, Almighty King, your son died. Well, usually stories don't go that way, but if he died, nothing to do, he died. Called the Chevra Kaddish. But there was one doctor who came and says, no, I listened to the heart, there is still a heartbeat, he's not dead. All the doctors say he's dead. I listened, he's not dead. And this is what the Torah tells us. A day will come when Ezra Sofer will give witness with Nevuah that there will be a mara, there will be a picture that Vayomos Hadar, the beauty and the hope, the greatness of Jewish people died. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Moshe Yoda Badufka Delib. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the heart is still beating. Rabbi Sai, if we'll ask one of us, did we find a yid? Yeah. You're a nice Jewish man? Yes. You keep a nice Jewish home? Yes. Like your ancestors? No, not like them. Why? How does Nishtamo? Today is not way back. Let us translate it. Vayomos Hadar. Hadar, the beauty of the Jewish people. This died. Vayomos Hadar. You'll ask a Yiddish tochter. You keep a Yiddish home? Yes. Like your great grandmother. Vayomos Hadar. Hadar, the beauty, the ancient beauty of a Yiddish kind, the chen of a Yiddish mishpacha. Of married life between Yiddish kind, of appreciation for Torah, for davening, of bechlal our look in life, hadar, this beauty by Yomas died, and here Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, Moshe yoda bedufka de libra, Moshe gives witness that the heart is still beating. We can revive the beauty and the true beauty of Elohe Yiddishkeit. The way it should be, it's pure, in its pure picture. Hadar didn't die. And how do we do it? And here's why I want to put in a personal note. As I started this lecture, after 31 seminars, I got the message. Finally, I got the message. And I'm not telling anyone to get the message. But one of the messages, everyone should get his own message. In my own personal life, I got the realization that one of the most fundamental foundations of Yiddishkeit is this that we were discussing today, Be'ezer Hashem, the inner feeling. It's Yiddishkeit, I don't know how to say it, is not commercial. It's not just mitzvahs and averus. It's not just do a mitzvah and get a schar. And the schar will be great. The schar will be endless. The schar will be eternal. The schar will be olam haba. This is not yet Yiddishkeit. Maybe this is Yiddishkeit, but till after Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we do tshuva. And we say after the Shana Bagadnu. This is the pyramid that we can reach after Yom Kippur. And then starts a new phrase. a new part in Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit kaviyochu is teichirotzuv av. Tzeno ureeno. Yiddishkeit is a sukkah. A sukkah which is embedded with av. It's burning with love to HaKadosh Baruch. And av. And what is our ikat tafkid on sukkahs? Our ikat tafkid on sukkahs is, look in the parasha, you'll see every day different karbonas. 70 parim. And the first day is 14. And the second day is 13, excuse me. The second day is 12. And then 11. And it keeps on going down. And this is to emphasize that the goy, there are 70 nations. To emphasize that what is the vort of sukkahs? The vort of sukkahs is to get the goy out of the house. To get the goy out of the house. And when you walk into sukkahs, he was there. He was rakochis, he was cleaning, he was in the house, but he was involved in your civilization. You're involved in his civilization. And you start off with 13, you went down to 12, and sukkahs until you came to Shmini Atzeres. What happened to Shmini Atzeres? Par echot. Ayel echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am one, and you are one. Let us get together. Su'udok Tana. And he takes the Sefer Torah and holds it close to him and kisses it. That's what Yiddishkeit, that's the epitome of Yiddishkeit. Of course he's not in the excitement he had Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur there was no Averis, he was clean, he was white clean. But Hashmini Atzeres, even if he had Averis, no one looks at his Averis. Because there's love. Because there's a different kind of communication. And this communication is built on privacy. On Yichud. And Yichud means to take the goy and everything he emphasizes, everything he teaches, keep him out of the house. Keep your house clean, just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ezer Hashem, the next 3 days, there will be a lot of discussions, and this will be one of them. And after many times of hearing it, and lately I tried it on myself. Poshut, I live in Israel, and there's Iraq, and there's what's going on, there's politics, and there's a world, To try to keep away from things, just keep into Yiddishkeit, just keep into Torah. I don't want to elaborate too much because I don't want to give any halacha l'maisa. It will be discussed further days. And all of a sudden, I don't know if I became greater, if I became higher, but things just turned different. Everything started becoming three-dimensional. Because it's with different cheshik, it's with different av, it's with different things change. Hadar, the past beauty. One of the greatest differences today of our ancient Yiddishkeit is the physical difference of communication. Way back, the Yid knew. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew himself. He knew his family. That's all he knew. And today we have a whole world. Hadar, Rabbi Yisai, is living. Our task is to find Hadar. This beauty. And again, I'm going to end with this message. The same message I started with. This beauty is not something that we don't have within us. Not that we don't have within us, that we don't practice practically every day. We all have it, we are taught. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Toifsi HaTorah Lo Yada'uni. Could you imagine words, Rabbi Yisai? Is there anyone here who could explain these words? Toifsi HaTorah. Those that hold on to the Torah, Lo Yada'uni, don't know me. Who knows you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not those who learn Torah? And what does it say in the Torah? It's hard for me to express myself. Lo Yada'uni means, if I know somebody, let's take a guy, let's call him Yankel. If anyone is here called Yankel, I don't mean him. If I know Yankel, and there's a big portrait in my house, and Yankel's on the wall, and there's Yankel, Shalom Aleichem Yankel, V'smachta Yankel, how are you Yankel? If it's a portrait, if it's a picture, if it's a philosophy, it's not a true living entity. It's not a lekim chayim. It's not a personality kaviyochol that we have shaykhis with, that you can talk to, that you can love kaviyochol, that loves us. The whole Yiddishkeit can become a picture. It can become a sculpture. It's a beautiful picture. But what's about the life in the picture? Yiddishkeit is a neshama. Yiddishkeit is rots of avo. The same Yiddishkeit. The same tefillin. The same Shabbos. The same chinuch. The same mishpocha life. The same blat gemara. To realize that it's living. And it's beautiful. It says in Pasuk, Yof Yosfis Mibnei Odom. When you want to give a compliment, the Torah says a compliment. You're as beautiful as a person. What's the most beautiful thing in the creation? There's a lot of beauties. I was never in Switzerland. They say that the view is beautiful, they say. There's a lot of beauties. What's the most beautiful thing in the creation? Most beautiful in the creation is a human being, a person, a baby, someone you love. What's so beautiful about it? Because it's living. Yof yofis b'bnei Adam. Hutzak chein al sifzei secho. There is chein on your lips. The picture, the pareches melech. There is Adam. There is it's human. It's living. It's a nefesh. It's a neshama. Yiddishkeit is as beautiful kaviyochel as an Adam, because Yiddishkeit, that's the true Adam. Hashem Yisbarach kaviyochel. Excuse the expression. Kodesh Baruch Hu is living. Keil chai v'kayom. Chai. Yiddishkeit is not to be practiced. Yiddishkeit is to be lived. The same Yiddishkeit, same mitzvahs, the same Torah. And when it starts living, everything changes. And all of a sudden, things that were so important aren't so important. Things that we thought that the end of the world, it's not the end of the world. Things that we thought that we can't ashon them isn't so important, because it's in a shaman. This is the object of what we will be speaking about these 3 days, Rabbi Yosef. And it doesn't matter if you find it in the seminar, you find it outside, that it's completely unimportant. This is the nekuda that every Yid has to find in his life. This is it. To live Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit should become Teicherotz of Av. We have to go far and wide, far to find it. Baruch Hashem, we have it within us. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us. We should hear this heartbeat, this hadar, this beauty, the beauty that kept us going so many thousands of years. Today, in our modern generation, everything became so synthetic. Everything just turned into everything so commercialized. Our Yiddishkeit, let us keep it alive. Let us keep it exciting. It's a love. It's an avo. It's an excitement. The moment you put life into Yiddishkeit, then we come double to the Kim Chaim, because the Baruch Hu should help us.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkel Zatzal, his wife Chaim Mindel Aleya Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleya Shalom, who are together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkel Zatzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners a strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyus neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the aliyus neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.